This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And what's on my mind tonight are hot peppers.
Really?
Yeah, it's Tuesday and I prefer to have Jamaican on Tuesday, so I would prefer to do it on Monday since I have nothing else going on, and that's the best day to eat, like, just stupid spicy food. So I got Jamaican, and I finally discovered what pepper it is that she's using, because she was actually at the front counter, the owner of the place.
Right.
So I was able to ask her these questions, and it turned out to be a Scotch bonnet, which is essentially a habanero.
Okay.
In terms of heat, it's essentially a habanero. And last week, of course, we were discussing, Conan, the possibility of you growing some Carolina Reapers for me.
Right. Aria set me on a new mission, on a new adventure, and I'm always looking for fun things to add to my already very long list of hobbies and whatnot. But then I started looking at, so first we tried to figure out what you can tolerate. You say you like hot, and we didn't know what they were actually putting in your food at this place that you frequent.
Sure.
So we're looking at the list, and there's a bunch of them out there, but it looked like the Carolina Reaper.
Which, as of right now, is officially the hottest pepper in the world. It has a contender, suddenly, by the same guy.
Made by the same guy.
But it's not officially, right now, officially, the Carolina Reaper is still the hottest pepper in the world.
So is this like a genetically modified pepper?
Yes.
Well,
GMO peppers for me, please.
It's naturally selected. The guy, he's just the same way they do it all, most
places. Genetic modification.
Yeah.
But not to be confused with...
It's all the same.
He's not going into a lab.
He's not splicing jellyfish genes into the peppers to do what they do. As far as I know, so this guy named Ed, last name Curry,
of course,
which just makes too much sense, developed this Carolina Reaper. I think about a decade ago, and it was officially listed as the hottest in the world. And, of course, he's come out with another one, and it's called Pepper X, which if anyone's watched, spends a lot of time on YouTube, you probably see this. There's a show called The... holy crap, I forgot the name of it. Anyways, they eat...
It's the thing where they eat, his celebrities eat hot things?
Correct.
I've heard about this.
It's pretty... It's kind of neat seeing these guys basically in the hot chair, in the hot seat, just sweating all over themselves.
Now, what kind of peppers are they eating here?
Well, here's how it works. They start at a very low level. They have 10 wings, and they start at the lowest level, and they work their way up all the way to...
So they're not eating peppers. They're eating pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce on hot wings.
Okay.
And
that's very different, as you and I were discussing earlier.
Right. The last wing that they eat is actually dabbed with this... with a concoction called The Last Dab, which is made up of these Pepper X. So it's a neat program. So you get to see celebrities squirming in the hot seat. But
We were looking into this, and I wanted the Carolina Reapers because, I mean, go big or go home, right? If I want to know what my threshold of hotness is, then I need to go straight into the deep end. And if I can't handle it, then we'll go down to the next tier, right? That was my thinking.
I don't know if that's a good plan.
No, it's not, because I actually think...
That sounds a little self-destructive.
I bothered to Google it, and there was one guy who legit ate one, got brain damage from it. It was temporary brain damage. But yeah, for 5 weeks, he was... brain scans, all of that brain damage from eating a Carolina
basically
Reaper.
I think the blood vessels in his brain actually swelled, and he was getting these, they were, what do they call it? They called it thunderclap headaches.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
So did he do it on a dare?
I have the story here from Newsweek. I don't know if it says exactly why he did it. I mean, presumably for the same reason I was going to do it, right? It's like, this is the world's hottest pepper. Let's go.
Is there like a Carolina Reaper challenge out there where, it's like a YouTube, TikTok?
There has to be. There's a challenge for everything else. If there's a challenge for eating Tide Pods...
There's a challenge going around right now. What is it? NyQuil or something? Benadryl.
I've got the story about the Benadryl challenge.
I don't know what that's about, but... Yeah, so this 34-year-old dude Went to the emergency room with severe headaches days after eating a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
Brain scans revealed that the arteries in his brain were constricted, and he was diagnosed with thunderclap headaches. After 5 weeks...
That does not sound good.
No. After 5 weeks, the arteries returned to normal, and scientists believe it to be the first documented case of a chili pepper causing thunderclap headache.
Like, I've never heard of...
brain damage.
I've never heard of thunderclap headaches before, but it sounds worse than a migraine.
Yes, it sounds very bad. So when I saw this, I said, okay, Conan, no, we're not doing the ghost one. We're not doing the Carolina Reapers.
So Carolina Reapers is at 2,200 Scoville.
Yes. For people who don't know, that's a rating of how much water it would take or something.
Capsaicin in the pepper itself.
Well, it's less scientific than that. Well, it's a measurement of how much water it would take to dilute all of the heat out.
Right. And so, and a Scotch bonnet, which, well, I'm sorry, not a Scotch bonnet, which you like, is 300,000. Which
is between 300 and 350,000, yeah. So it's
Are pretty hot.
What are jalapenos, like 6 to 8,000?
6,000, yeah.
Really?
We're talking something here like 50, 70 times hotter than a jalapeno.
Cayenne peppers are about 50,000. And then, of course...
Well, why would someone waste their time with a cayenne pepper?
There's not a whole lot there. Anyways,
there's not a whole lot of heat there either.
Well, I mean, you mix it. You put it in your stuff.
Scotch bonnet, also known as Bonnie peppers or Caribbean red peppers, variety of chili pepper, named for its resemblance to a tam o' shanter hat. It's ubiquitous in West Africa, which would explain why it might have made it over to Jamaica.
To the Caribbean.
By the way, the name of that YouTube show is called Hot Ones. Some are better than others. I really like the one with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Because he's always entertaining.
He was about to throw things. Very entertaining.
Behind the Carolina Reaper, I think, is some other pepper that was genetically modified, and then the ghost peppers, making the ghost pepper, I believe, the hottest naturally occurring pepper.
And then you've got, the one after that is called Dragon's Breath Pepper, which is a new one, and then you have Pepper X, of course.
Pepper X. Doesn't even have a name, just Pepper X.
They might
press X to die.
It sounded like when he developed it, he was thinking of a name, and nothing ever came up, and so he just kind of stuck with Pepper X.
So according to Wikipedia, the ghost pepper is just over 1 million Scoville units, so it's 10 to 3 times the strength in heat compared to the Scotch bonnet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And you know what? I wanted to do this just for fun, and I wanted to see you suffer.
Thanks, Conan.
But looking at the prices of some of these seeds, I mean, on average, the Carolina Reaper seeds are going for $1 a pop.
If you grow Carolina Reapers, I'm not buying them from you.
But I mean, I'm thinking of selling seed.
I don't think you'll have anyone in New England who will buy Carolina Reapers.
Well, I mean, I sell online, so I have an entire world out there who might just be interested.
So you're thinking of growing them for the seeds?
Absolutely. Okay. I already have a couple of plants that I am cultivating this year that will, you know, once I develop a strong stock, I'm going to be selling them online. I found out there's some items out there that are just no one's processing them, no one's developing them. And I'm looking for other options just in case I can't work for the man anymore because of, I don't know, a vaccine.
Not gonna take a vaccine.
Yeah, so I'm looking at other options, and because I don't know who knows what 2021 is going to look like.
Yeah, I know there's some people that think that it's all going to be over after the election. I know Mark is one of those people, and
I wish I believed it.
Yeah, there's just no evidence for that.
I think summer of 2021 is the soonest we'll see things go anywhere near back to what we would consider normal.
Yeah, about when they're talking about the vaccine will be developed.
And then you'll have to have a damn vaccine to go out and do anything.
To do anything, yeah. To get in the grocery store.
Screw them.
To work.
I hope it doesn't get that bad.
They don't have any mechanisms in place to make sure that customers have a vaccine, do they?
Well, that's
what are they going? Are you going to get an officially stamped sheet of paper
armband
from the government?
You might have to walk around with papers or
RFID.
That's the chip. That's the true stamp.
They've been talking about it for a long time.
They're already rolling it out in some third world African countries right now to see if it'll work.
Well, there are rumors that that's being done.
Gates has been talking about it for a long time. This is his dream. This is his plan. He wants to do this and sell vaccines.
Speaking of masks, I get a lot of Ubers, and it's occasionally a problem because even though I recognize that by hiring the Uber driver, I'm agreeing to put on a mask, my passengers don't always do it, and they don't always, you know, just put one on when asked to. So I occasionally get bad reviews. And really? Some Uber passengers, like myself, may be required in the future to have a selfie proving they're wearing a mask.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we were just talking about Uber right before the break. And my experience, it's hit or miss with Uber. Sometimes you get a guy who is up front, he will take his mask down, he will talk to you, he will tell you how much nonsense he thinks the entire thing is, and it's great. And then sometimes you get into a vehicle and there is a full sheet of plastic separating the passengers in the back from the driver up front.
Is the driver wearing goggles too?
No, but he's wearing a mask, right? Because somehow the COVID, man, it might get out of his mask and then somehow through the plastic, it's so bizarre to step into this and see it. And this guy today, very nice van, just this horrifyingly ugly sheet of plastic put up there, taped up with freaking scotch tape, with a sign on it that says, please keep on your mask while you're in the vehicle. Like, dude, there's a honest-to-God sheet of plastic here protecting you. It's plastic.
Yeah,
nothing's getting through it.
If I was an Uber guy, I probably would, just to get out of not having to wear the mask, put up some plastic, or maybe or plexiglass, just like, you know, some of these taxi cabs, just so I wouldn't have to put up with a stupid mask all throughout the day.
Well, I would just not wear a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your car.
Well, no, I mean, if there was...
In fact, that
Uber's
might be required.
Yeah, but it's their policy, though, Uber's.
Okay, well, message the customer and say, hey, are you going to want me to wear a mask? And if they say yes,
cancel the ride.
Cancel the ride.
They'll probably cancel your Uber account.
Oh, that's true. You can only, like, decline so many rides before it starts to, So I know I've gotten at least one negative review for not wearing a mask, but I don't think they actually left a comment. I think they just, you know,
so
gave me a one star.
You presume it was because of the mask.
Well, that was the day it happened.
Okay, probably.
So.
Or maybe they didn't like you because you're trans.
I mean, it could have been that. Yeah. Sure.
Did you tip?
I always tip.
She's a good tipper.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Which I think is why that's why I'm interested to see what happens tomorrow, because Uber delays your rating updates. Okay. So I won't know until tomorrow what the people rated me today is. And even then, I won't know. I'll just be able to see the change.
Okay.
Like from 4.8 to 4.4.
It doesn't show you individually. It doesn't show you the individual.
It just shows me the average. So I'll be able to tell whether or not it went up or down.
How does the rating system work?
The driver just gives you a rating from 1 to 5 stars, and you get an average.
And you can also rate the driver.
Yeah, you can.
And I believe you can type a comment in for them. I assume. Yeah.
I don't know if they see it, though.
So. They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's this, and both of the drivers, one of them, I think, did not have plastic up, because I had to go somewhere and then back. He didn't have plastic up. He did ask the guy who was with me, the passenger, to put on a mask. Of course, he didn't have one, so he gave him one, and he put on the mask, and everything was fine after that. Mm. I mean, as fine as it could be in those circumstances. But the second guy kept looking back at him, not wearing a mask, with this full sheet of plastic in between. So he didn't say anything.
Is he breathing back there?
But you could tell that he wanted to ask, do you have a mask?
But he didn't.
He didn't. But he probably just, you know, gave me one star and left a comment about me having passengers who don't wear masks.
Do you get the comments? Do you see the comments?
If they've ever left me one, I've never seen it.
Okay.
So, presumably not. Presumably that goes to Uber, and Uber is soon to be implementing a policy that will require people who have a history of not wearing a mask to show a selfie of them wearing a mask.
Great.
Yeah, coming to us from Forbes, beginning in late September, so sometime this month, an Uber passenger who rides maskless once will be required to send a selfie clearly showing a mask covering their mouth and nose in order to ride again.
So humiliating.
That is. Like, here in Keene, when I get an Uber, the driver usually pulls up and I was like, hey, man, you're not going to be able to put this on, are you? They go, no, get in.
Okay.
This is New Hampshire.
Just to be clear, the Uber rides you're talking about are happening outside of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here,
the guy with the plexiglass or whatever.
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire, I've never seen the plexiglass.
Okay.
Thank
That's
God.
Refreshing.
Yeah. I don't Uber a lot here though, because I just have my cars here.
Right.
But so adding that either the driver or the passenger can cancel a trip without penalty if the other person isn't wearing a mask.
Okay.
So I wonder if this is inverted. I wonder if they even thought to include the possibility that I would just be canceling rides because the person was wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
what
the
exploring.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know what the option looks like, because if you canceled the ride due to the person not having a mask and they did have a mask, then that could cause a problem for that person.
Well, I would put that they were wearing a mask and that was why I refused them service.
Okay, I didn't know what the options were. I didn't know if you could fill it in or
I don't either. I mean, it hasn't been rolled out yet, so. The new policy for selfies comes as companies employing, quote, frontline workers are spending millions to try to keep their staff members safe as coronavirus spreads, even as the political debate about mask wearing in the United States continues.
Spreads, yeah. Didn't they just remove like 94% of all of the deaths as far as the CDC, I think, said that only 6% of them actually died from COVID.
From COVID.
Yeah, but the others...
All the other 94% had between 2 and 3 other core morbidities.
Basically, they died because of the other things. It wasn't COVID.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you got to remember that the pneumonia caused by COVID is a comorbidity, as is the respiratory failure that is caused by having pneumonia.
That's
that
not
you
what they were talking about.
Because those people are no longer being counted as COVID deaths. They're being counted as pneumonia deaths or respiratory failure deaths or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But that's
not... COVID is the reason why they had the pneumonia and the respiratory failure.
I mean, but also you have diabetes and you have heart failure and you have all this. And you have accidents. There's 6,000 of the COVID-19 deaths from the CDC are from accidents.
Has anyone ever, though, argued that COVID-19 itself is killing people? That's like saying people are dying of the common cold.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying 6% of them were, right?
Yes.
But I mean, but
people
this is,
can
and
die.
And I'll accept 6%, but I don't think this is a huge change of anything. I mean, I thought it was commonly understood that it wasn't COVID that was killing people.
I don't think that's commonly understood at all. Look at how people are so frightened. People are frightened to death, and there's no one that's getting infected. I mean, virtually no one that
there's
anyone knows.
There's a sign I hear that says nobody is sick,
yeah.
Right? And that threw me off when I saw it. Because I was
referring to our co-host, yeah. Nobody. He now has a whiteboard outside of his house.
So is nobody sick?
That's what I thought.
Is he
I thought he was unwell. Yeah, I thought he was not doing well. But actually, that was not what he was intending to say. So. But it's confused a lot of people, so he said he was going to change it.
Okay. So, anyway, earlier this year, Uber launched technology designed to verify that drivers and delivery workers on Uber Eats are wearing a mask. Before starting to drive passengers or deliver food, drivers are asked to take a selfie. Drivers are already doing this, apparently.
Christ. So, since May, Uber has set up a policy that both driver and passenger wear masks.
So they are having drivers, every time they log in, photograph themselves wearing a mask? Is there a human being who now has to approve your login, or is
They have face recognition.
Face recognition.
Technology.
So there's a robot that can determine whether or not you're masked up.
Correct.
At least in the photo.
So could you just take a selfie with your hand over your nose and mouth?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm glad I don't work for these people anymore.
Man, no kidding. 855-450-3733. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing for us?
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president taking part in a law enforcement roundtable in the city The president also seeing some of the damage caused to local businesses by the riots and looting that took place in Kenosha. Kenosha business owner Ricky Tralapa says folks are really stepping up to help people rebuild in Kenosha.
It's been a struggle, but our community has been really incredible. More people have come to help than we know what to do with, but right now what we need is financial support. Loss of business and loss of property is staggering at this point.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was on Capitol Hill testifying before a Democratic-led House committee. Mnuchin saying that a new stimulus package is needed and the package should be bipartisan. Both sides have been meeting to discuss a deal. This is USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the real sticking point as far as a new stimulus bill goes is state and local aid.
Right now, it doesn't need to be a bailout as much as it is just an additional help to provide some stability to those local governments that have lost revenue during this unprecedented time.
Meadows speaking there on CNBC. California saw its deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in August with 3,745 deaths. California has the most cases of any state with 700,000, but is 21st in the nation when adjusting for population. Despite the record number of deaths in the state has improved on several measures. Infection and hospitalization rates are both steadily declining for over a month now. California has been one of the strictest states regarding reopening. More news can be found online at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I have excellent news for all of the online stores out there. If you happen to have a WordPress website, which is, I think, something like 40% of the internet the last I checked, and you're running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV, you can now easily do that for your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. They have a plugin for the WooCommerce plugin. It's kind of confusing, but if you're familiar with the modular nature of WordPress, it's simple. Just install it, visit AnyPayInc.com, set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses, then enable the AnyPay plugin in WooCommerce. That's it. And now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Out of all of the cool things those two have done, that's got the highest potential to be wildly popular.
Yeah. It really makes taking crypto super easy. I don't have WooCommerce myself, so I can't test it. But I did see the video that AnyPay's Derek J. Freeman made and put online of the process, and it's just so easy. I mean, you set up your AnyPay, you enable the plugin on WordPress, you type your email address in, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Uber and Mass.
That presumes you already have a store that you're selling things on. Like, if you have to build a store from scratch, that's a whole other thing. But if you already have the store, enabling AnyPay is like a snap.
Yeah. So we're talking about Uber and masks here. Evidently, it's extremely restrictive. If a driver reports that a rider isn't wearing a mask, the rider will be required to take a selfie with their nose and mouth covered before they're able to take another trip with Uber. So one driver could impact a passenger's ability to take another ride.
Yep.
If you get reported even once as not wearing a mask, you have to deal with this nonsense every time you want a ride going forward.
It's like I said, it's just humiliating that you've got to be a good little corporate citizen. Make sure you put a mask on or else we're not going to service you. And they're not the only companies, you know, that are they're jumping on board with this total overreaction, total fear-mongering. I was was on the phone with the bank today, and the lady told me she wants me to stay safe when I'm out, you know, doing whatever.
I hate that so much, man. There is no fun in staying safe.
No, there's not.
That's for old people. Let the old people stay safe.
Well, those are the people who are dying.
Well, maybe they should have stayed safer. Maintaining safety.
And most of them aren't dying, by the way. Only a small percentage of the old folks are dying.
Yeah, something like
dying from COVID.
There's a
I know.
State student
only
here.
A small percentage. Like if you look at the number of people who are infected versus dying, even in the elderly ages, it's still, you know, not overwhelming, right? It's not a majority of them. It's a minority, a small minority of them, and it's the ones that you were saying they already had these issues.
Yeah,
they're dying of something else.
I had the breakdown, by the way, and pneumonia influenza is 68,000. This is out of...
In 1 year?
This year, up to August.
So far.
Okay. Up to August the 22nd. By far, influenza pneumonia is one of the biggest culprits. But remember, 2.6, so 2 to 3 comorbidities. It's not just number one, but as far as...
Well, yeah, but they're counting pneumonia and... respiratory failure as two different comorbidities.
Great, but they could be pneumonia and it could also be diabetes or heart failure or...
Well, if you get pneumonia and you have COVID-19 and you're diabetic, your cause of death is going to be respiratory failure.
Or obesity.
That's where the breakdown is going to be. Well, obesity doesn't kill anyone. The respiratory failure does, and so does the heart attack.
But according to the CDC's list, it's one of the comorbidities that they will put on your death certificate.
Being overweight or being diabetic?
It could be diabetic and listed as obese.
Okay.
And I misspoke. I said 6,000, but it's 5,000 are 5,000 of the 160 intentional and unintentional injuring, poisoning, and other adverse events. So basically suicide, car wreck, you fell down the stairs, you got eaten by a shark, and they managed to get your arm out and test it. 6,000 or 5,000 of them are basically suicide or accidents. So, I mean, these numbers, these inflated numbers...
They're unremarkable even at the inflated numbers, and they're less remarkable when you deflate them.
No, the people out there, the conspiracy theories on the left, especially the left, are trying to label this as another attempt by Trump to undermine the safety of this country. Same thing with the post office. He sent his guy into the post office to do the dirty work so that mess up the election.
Right.
And now he's got his new guy, his new health head health guy.
Oh, did they replace the Fauci dude?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so this happened this week, and this isn't the only thing that happened this week. There's also there's no more 14-day quarantine. Also,
where? I mean, there's different states that had quarantines. So
according to the CDC,
as far as recommendation.
Correct.
Okay.
So the quarantine has been reduced. Also, asymptomatic people, if you've been around someone who has COVID, they recommend that you do not go and get tested unless you start to show symptoms. That's a whole new can of worms right there.
It sounds like he's trying to play the game of herd immunity without making too many people angry. Because it sounds like, I mean, if all of the things about COVID-19 are true, it sounds like he's wanting it to spread.
The new guy?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like this is exactly the same recommendations for last year's flu. Don't lose your head. Don't go crazy. Just go stay
at
home.
What are the recommendations in regard to masks?
He hasn't. Well, actually, that would be nice that next week, new recommendations. You guys don't have to wear a mask anymore.
I would love for that to happen.
But
yes.
what difference would it make? Because you're still working for a corporation.
The city of Keene here,
mm-hmm.
they cited the CDC as their motivation.
Sure.
Correct, but right. I mean, look,
but that's
how
not going to abolish the ordinance if the CDC changes its recommendation.
It makes the ordinance invalid.
Those same City of Keene nannies would look at this new information. This new information has come to light, man. They'll look at this and they'll be like, no. This is a conspiracy on the part of Trump.
They'll
double down. It's like, no, we can't trust the CDC anymore. What does the WHO say? Or what does our gut say?
Yeah.
No, they're thinking this is a conspiracy and that they're not going to accept this new information. This is fake.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
This is fake news. So. Twitter has already deleted the post of one of these QAnon girls who posted this information. Basically, she posted a screenshot of this new information.
Wow.
Let me actually read what this actually says here. All right. Comorbidities. Table 3.
So Twitter is effectively censoring what the government says.
The CDC.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Table 3, which we were just discussing.
Censor everything the government says.
Shows,
block the government from Twitter. Makes me happy.
This table shows the types of health conditions and contributing causes mentioned in conjunction with deaths involving coronavirus disease, COVID-19. For 6% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19, on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death. The number of deaths with each condition or cause is shown for all deaths and by age groups. And overwhelmingly, if you're over 60, if you're 65, 70, 80 years old, overwhelmingly, you're dying from this if you have comorbidities. If you have underlying conditions.
Well, I thought it was like 85 plus you were likely to die, but even like 80 to 84, I didn't think the stats were that high.
If you have comorbidities, you're likely to die. Otherwise, you're probably going to survive it.
Yes, you are. And this is what
like
drives
people
me
survive
from,
the flu.
From day one. This is what has driven me so crazy about all this, is that healthy people are not dying from this.
And they don't
well,
need to be put in quarantine.
Healthy people tend to not die.
Yes.
Which is why they don't need to be put in quarantine at all. But that's what's happened.
Well, you just want to kill grandma then, don't you?
Yeah.
Grandma can never go shopping at the store anymore because
yeah, but
you have all these
say
sick
that,
people.
They're not wearing goggles.
No, nope, they're not. I still have yet to see goggles. They obviously aren't taking this seriously.
Thank God for that, man.
Yeah, I know, right? when Fauci came out and suggested that, you know, I thought it was coming. But people do wear face masks. They had the face visors that cover their whole face.
Yeah.
I've seen
a guy with a face visor thing and a face mask on.
Oh, my God.
He was at the Trump event. I think he was a reporter. He was interviewing Derek J. Freeman.
That's a bit excessive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think the mask thing is going away anytime soon. I think you're probably right. I don't think the new head of government, Donald Trump's medical thing, whatever it is, I don't think he has the courage to say masks are no longer recommended, even if that's what he believes. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Conan, we were just talking about social media and Twitter in particular that has deleted this thing that someone screenshotted. It's not entirely clear what they did. They screenshotted something from the CDC's website
and right. wrote a little quirk about it to open it up. I'll actually read the actual tweet. Quote: "This week, the CDC quietly updated the COVID number to admit that only 6% of all of the 153,504 deaths recorded actually died from COVID."
I don't know that that's admitting.
That's 9,210 deaths. The other 94% had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses, and the overwhelming majority were of very advanced age. And then she screenshotted the actual CDC's, what I just read right before the break.
Right.
And Twitter decided that was fake news. They took it down. Oh, actually, let me back up. Trump tweeted or retweeted it, and then they took it down. So after President Trump retweeted a claim that discounted the coronavirus death toll in the United States over the weekend, Twitter took down the post that spread false information. And what did I just what did I just say that was false? I basically quoted the CDC, their exact information.
That it's misleading at best, because her little addition to it is misleading at best. I mean, the way to properly word that is, oh, well, the CDC didn't admit to anything. They stated the numbers proving what people have been saying for the last 5 months, which is that it's not COVID that kills people.
We have been saying that. You go out on the street right now, they don't know that. Not only do they think more people have died from this, just go poll some people. They think that 9% of the population has died from this, but they also think, that it's only COVID-19, that it's nothing else.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation.
The tweet was originally posted by Mel Q, a follower of the baseless conspiracy theory QAnon, which posits that the president is battling a cabal of Satan-worshipping child sex traffickers.
I take offense to that.
And by the
Satan-worshipping part.
I take offense.
We hate the sexualization of children. We're very much against that.
Well, there's different Satan people out there, Ari.
They're not Satanists.
One day, yes. We need to discuss what did she say? The child sex traffickers out there, the Satan-worshipping child sex traffickers, we got to decide what they actually are and who do they actually worship.
Someone recently accused Mark Edge of being a child sex trafficker.
Yeah, I saw that.
For raising money for the orphanage in Uganda that was actually a secret front for sex trafficking.
And by the way, this is every single article today, all the big mainstream medias, this is how they cover this. First of all, they got to talk about QAnon, which is not a conspiracy theory. QAnon is a real person or a group of people or a woman or
who posts to the internet anonymously all kinds of like predictions, right? Isn't that what they do? I don't follow this thing.
It's predictions and they are conspiracy theories.
Now supposedly
but QAnon is not a conspiracy theory. Yeah, there's well, I don't know if it's a cult.
Supposedly
but,
there's like a QAnon cult of people who are like true believers of QAnon.
Check this out. I kid you not. I was in the garden last week picking beans. And some dude pushing a stroller, talking on his phone very loudly, was walking by my house, and he was like, a lot of cursing going on, but he's like, yeah, it's some QAnon party. I'm not going to that. Bunch of alt-right, conspiracy, tin hat wearing peoples. And I'm like,
well, that's about how I would describe them as well.
But I'm like,
you're like, where's my invitation?
I know, where's my invitation? I want to go check these people out and see what's up, because I don't follow this at all either, and I don't really know what's going on.
I haven't taken any time to really research the alleged cult aspects of it, but there have been some interesting allegations.
Yeah. So this tweet, it was copied from a Facebook post and claimed the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had quietly updated the COVID number. I guess you can complain that quietly is, I mean, they put it on their site. It's not like, you know, it's the reporter's job to find this information, but I guess they didn't disclaim it to the heavens.
Well, the reporters aren't going to be interested in passing this particular report on.
No, because it doesn't bleed.
Right. If it bleeds, it leads. They want to have fear. That's what, you know, the television media does, is they gin up fear around whatever it is they can, because they want you to tune in. And, yeah, that's what's been working for them. So they're not going to change that. They're not going to start reporting good news. If it comes out, they really would much rather keep their audiences afraid.
Yeah. So it was
tuned in.
So it was quietly updated to admit that only 6% of reported deaths, or about 9,000, actually died from COVID. The rest were people who had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses, said the tweet, which has since been replaced with a message saying it is no longer available because it violates the Twitter rules. A Twitter spokesperson said the tweet violated the company's coronavirus misinformation policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've decided what they want to promote, and they don't want to promote anything that might make people feel better about what the numbers actually are, that might be more honest. They are part of the problem. They're part of this sort of, I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy, but it's definitely a decision on their part to select certain information as the official information, even though the official information has now changed, since what you're talking about is the CDC updating their info.
Right.
But they've decided, and they're going to enforce that. And, you know, the fact is, if you want your posts to go unmolested, you shouldn't be posting them to Twitter.
Or Facebook, who is updating their terms to basically give themselves the authority to delete anything from your Facebook that they want, for whatever reason.
Well, they should have that ability. It's their site. And it just goes to show that you don't have an agreement with them because they can change it at any time that they want. So what does it matter what the terms say? You know, they can change the terms anytime they want to. Every terms of service that I've ever looked at, and mind you, I have certainly not read them all, but on occasion I will actually look and see what they say, and almost everyone I've ever looked at reserves the right to update the terms either with or without notice. So most of the time it does include the term that they have to provide you notice, which is usually in the form of an email. It'll say, like you were saying, oh, Facebook, we're letting you know, we're updating our terms starting on this date, and your continued use of the service indicates that you continue to agree to the terms.
Which is a fair assumption.
That is a fair assumption. Now, of course, most people don't read these emails, and they certainly didn't read the terms to begin with.
Oh, God, no. So, I've tried to get through some of these things before. I don't care what's in them.
It's not a... and they don't care either, because it doesn't matter, because they can change it any time. So it's not a contract, right? Contract is where you have a meeting of the minds. You have a presentment, I think it is, consideration, meeting of the minds, and... execution. I think those are, I could be wrong, but I think those are the four parts of like a legitimate contract.
Okay.
And when you join a website, you don't have a meeting of the minds. There's no negotiation portion. There's not even a signature. It's just this corporate sheet of legalese that they present to you. And then if they want to change the terms a week later or 3 months later or a year later, they just change the terms on you. And sometimes they don't have to give you notice. Sometimes it's in there that they can just update the terms without you knowing about it.
Yeah, if you have an Android phone or an Apple, look in your settings, and there's a new COVID-19 tracking system in place. I know it's on my Android. It is not enabled, and you actually have to download a separate app to make it work.
I'm surprised.
And by the way, if anyone's listening,
it's definitely time to go back to like Signage Mod or Lineage. It's his name now.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get off of stock Android.
If anyone out there is listening and they've played around with this COVID-19 tracking system, I'm kind of curious how it works. Who have actually installed it and enabled it? I'm curious to see how it tracks you, and if you see people walking around, if it's kind of like one of these, like Uber, kind of where you can see the cars driving around. I'd be curious.
But, I would love it. Have you used one of these tracking apps? Let us know. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
More people have now than before because a lot of the colleges are starting to require apps for tracking. So.
Yeah, Keene State had an RA that tested positive for COVID-19, and then other RA. Right? This poor 24-year-old. Whatever will we do?
Apparently, I'm going to guess they quarantined her. They
quarantined her, but apparently all of the RAs and a bunch of these students are really unhappy with how Keene State handled it. So I'm told all of the other RAs resigned. They've already stopped. In-person classes.
Student classes.
Yeah, they've already stopped it.
I'll tell you, if anything good comes from this pandemic, it'd be the school system's collapse.
This isn't even day number two. Their move-in date was supposed to be Friday or Saturday. So, like, if they already stopped the classes, I don't think they even started because they would have. That news came out yesterday, right? Yesterday would have been the first day of classes.
No, I was told this like Friday that they had.
Well, then they never even started classes.
Wow,
because they were supposed to start on Monday yesterday.
So they just brought a bunch of young
people. They pushed back the opening because of this event.
That's right. Yeah. Well, no, they pushed the opening back because they hadn't gotten enough people tested yet. So they were testing people. They were supposed to let people in last Monday, but they pushed it back to this weekend, and now apparently it's not even happening.
Which, by the way, if you live off campus, you have to get tested twice a week.
Insane.
Twice every single week. Presumably on Monday and then again on Friday. Who knows? 855-450-3733. If you've ever used one of these tracking apps for COVID-19, absolutely. Call us and let us know. How does it work? What exactly does it do? What is the experience like? 855-450-3733.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.